Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Recently, several members of the U.S. House of Representatives, along with organizations All Girls Aloud and Amnesty International, along with demographic experts, came together to highlight the perils and anti-female bias of gender-side policies. Brought together by pro-life champion Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey on a day recognized in China as Children's Day, these leaders addressed the gender imbalance in China brought about by the government's brutally enforced one-child policy and its impact on trade and national security. Amnesty International, All Girls Aloud, and demography experts spoke of the alarming lack of girls in the young generation of Chinese. In some areas of China, only 100 girls are allowed to be born for every 170 boys. Tens of millions of Chinese men will be unable to find wives. Sadly, as the experts pointed out, gendercide isn't restricted to China. India is another major practitioner where the gender imbalance is just as stark. Congressman Smith, who serves as a senior member on the House Foreign Affairs Committee and is a member of the Congressional Executive Commission on China, noted at the gathering that since 1979, the year the UN Population Fund and the Chinese government launched the one-child-per-couple policy, which makes sisters and brothers illegal, gendercide in China has exploded. Gendercide has led to other predictable consequences, including and especially sex trafficking. A Canadian study issued in May indicated that sex selection abortion has killed 12 million girls in India over the past 30 years, and the gender imbalance in some regions of China mean, as Smith observed, tens of millions of Chinese men will never be able to marry because potential wives don't exist. Eloquent as always, Congressman Smith continued, "We are not just talking about numbers here, as mind-numbingly large as those numbers may be. We are talking about individual human beings, each one endowed by our Creator with all the rights and dignity inherent in every human being, whose most precious gift, the gift of life, has been taken away solely because that human being was a girl. In China, the brutal reality is that no unborn girl is safe as long as forced abortion remains an integral part of the government's vicious population control agenda. The regime's draconian one-child-per-couple policy ensures that many, perhaps most, unborn girls are destroyed through forced abortion. Government population control cadres kidnap pregnant women and forcibly destroy their babies, impervious to the anguished pleas and sobs of the mother. Both India and China can and must do more at all levels of society, in the family and community, as well as at the government level, by enacting just and humane laws to ensure that every girl's right to life from the moment of conception and her well-being are protected and nurtured." For many years, National Right to Life, through the work of our Vice President for International Affairs, Jean Head, has maintained a constant presence at the United Nations, working with delegates and ambassadors from around the world to curb the efforts of the international pro-abortion community to enshrine abortion as a fundamental human right. Through UN documents and declarations, the work of the UNFPA, the World Health Organization, World Health Assembly, and countless UN conventions and commissions, pro-abortion forces have been ceaseless in their efforts to quietly inject abortion as a right under the guise of so-called reproductive rights. If it weren't for Jean leading her coalition of pro-life organizations and delegates, the outcomes from the United Nations would be far worse. But with data showing widespread gendercide in China and India, studies showing that abortion does nothing to decrease maternal mortality in the developing world, and armed with the truth about the development of the unborn child, Jean has unceasingly worked to stop the international pro-abortion community at every turn. You can find resource links to discussion about international issues and China's one-child policy at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.